If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
It's true even for those who have started and perhaps even run for a while the race of the Christian life. We are set. We are wise. We are ready for whatever comes our way because we have studied and prayed and, well, you get the picture. Do I really need to say it? Pride comes before.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, president of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thanks, Jerry. And my friends, every task in life, every game that's played, every race that's run needs a great plan. And one of the reasons why we fail is because we fail to plan. When a football team is expecting to play another team, they first of all develop all their football skills. They run and block and catch and tackle and on. Of course, the longer they play the game, the more skilled they become. And in the ranks for the professional football team, there is no one who doesn't have tremendous skills, particularly at their particular position. But when everyone is skilled, seasoned, honed, and practiced, then even the slightest advantage can be important. What shoe? What piece of uniform that goes on or comes off can make me faster, tougher, more intimidating, complete? What diet should I eat so that my body has every strength it can accumulate? Of course, this can also lead some to cheat and do those things in football, baseball, track, or any sport that give unfair advantages. But the real skill is when the coaches and players determine the weaknesses and strengths of their team and their opponent, and then match plays and efforts, even particular players to players, to achieve that winning advantage. They plan for the attack on them and by them. All of our spiritual life is submitted to this as well. Satan is interested not in hitting our strengths, but our weaknesses. Well, we're talking about that today on Wings of the Morning. But right now, listen to Brandon Heath remind us all that all we need is God's love, your love.
Felt it first when I was younger, a strange connection to the light. I tried to satisfy the hunger, I never got it right, I never got it right. So I climbed a mountain and built an altar, looked out as far as I could see. And every day I'm getting older, I'm running out of dreams, I'm running out of dreams. But your love, the only thing that matters is your love, that's all I have to give. Your love is enough. I have given, and you know exactly what it cost. And though my innocence was taken, not everything is lost, not everything is lost.
Bible, the book written by Jesus's earthly brother, James, it says this, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. But when he asks, he must believe and not doubt, because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That man should not think he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all he does." At many points in our lives, we come to believe we have everything we need to tackle whatever comes our way. In fact, it's a proverbial problem of people to self-determine proudly that we don't need anyone to tell us what to do or how to do it. It's true even for those who have started and perhaps even run for a while the race of the Christian life. We are set. We are wise. We are ready for whatever comes our way because we have studied and prayed and, well, you get the picture. Do I really need to say it? Pride comes before. Yep. What we desperately need to recognize to be what James calls mature and complete, lacking in nothing, is that just as we are going to encounter for the rest of our lives trials of many kinds, as he says, we need to be prepared for these trials of many kinds. We need to plan. These many kinds of trials must be planned for by knowing what God has already made us and knowing what is likely to be thrown at us, whether temptation or opposition, in order to alternatively anticipate how, in God's plan and with the strength of the Holy Spirit, we should respond and counter. Boy, isn't that a mouthful? But it's true. How we are tested or tempted when we have known Christ for many years may not be how we might have been tested or tempted in the first weeks after we came to Christ. That makes sense, doesn't it? That's wisdom, applying the right approach to the particular attack. So he says that if you lack it, that is wisdom, ask God, for he gives it to you freely, generously. This points to another problem. Each time, each stage in our Christian lives, we are tempted, when tempted or tested, to rely upon ourselves. It is critical to recognize that it is natural to desire to become stable, dependable, knowledgeable, able. The problem is that as we grow stronger in Christ, the more we realize how really weak we are. So the direction he gives us is to make us mature and complete, is to ask in a singular way for God's wisdom. In other words, the paradox is that in order to be lacking nothing, we must, with eyes wide open, recognize our total lack of anything necessary to complete the task, to resist the opposition, to conquer the temptation. This is critical. On this alone, we can see our life blow up or rise up. He says it like this: a double-minded man is unstable in all he does. But there is good news in your planning for this time if you do this with God's wisdom. First of all, there develops in that one perseverance, the finish of the work of maturation in Christ. Perseverance. The trial hits you, and with God's wisdom, you successfully resist. Then, not because of pride, but wise experience, when it hits again, your resistance is firmer and firmer and firmer every time, and on it goes. Secondly, there is joy. Joy even more than the runner who scores the touchdown or the team who wins the championship. Ultimate joy. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Pure joy. And thirdly, but not leastly, James says that God will in eternity give you a crown. My friend, God desires for you to be the very best and to have victory in him. But to start, you must be wise and submissively ask him in faith to forgive your sins and come into your heart and life. Will you do that right now? Pray with me. Dear Jesus, I really want to follow you, but I keep going back and forth. Please forgive me of this sin and all my sin, and help me to have faith enough to trust in you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, I want you to write me. Please write me. Call me. You can call me at 877-306-HOME or write me online at sundaybreakfastmission.org. That's sundaybreakfastmission.org. I want to send you something to help you in this new life, and may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning on 1150 AM and 101.7 FM WDEL. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at the same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.